For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Has time. Now locates Barkley out of the backfield. Barkley slips two tackles and picks up the first down, jumping up in the air to the 30. A gain of 14 for Barkley with some nifty moves along the way.
Saquon Barkley, you ask, did he have to do that? Yes, he did.
I mean, it was cool. He got hosed on a fumble. Did you see that play?
Yes, I did.
Trayvon Walker returned it for a touchdown, and they let it stood, and it was so obvious that he got tripped.
He got tripped on the play, and the ground caused the fumble, and they didn't take it off the board. The Eagles,
they said he stumbled.
That's right. With that play, nearly started to... Well, that play contributed to them blowing the game. The Eagles tried very hard to blow that game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I like to root against the Eagles, so I was enjoying that briefly.
And now A.J. Brown's hurt, although he should be okay.
Yeah, they said he's okay. So, quick thing. Steve Palazzolo, Pro Football Focus, just tweeted out Josh Allen's percentage of yards coming after the catch by season. 2021, 40% of yards come after the catch. 2022, 38%. 2023, 46%. 2024, 59%. The goal to shift Allen and this offense into a yak offense has definitely produced the results they want. Are they better for it? Debatable. They're good. They were good before. I looked up a few things on Allen because if you're in love with the yak numbers, that's totally fine. I'm not going to tell you not to be. It's just, I don't say like robbing Peter to pay Paul. It's just, you just took money out of one banana stand and put it in another banana stand. Allen, his ADOT is way down. How about this one? Completed air yards per completion. In his career, 6.7, 6.5, 6.8, 6.5, 7.5. Last year, 6.1. That's a half Brady year. Mm-hmm. This year, 5.0. He'd never been below 6.5.
And now he's at 5.
Now he's at 5. That's fine. I'm not saying there's any problem here, but just before it's, oh my goodness, they've done it. They just moved what he did. And if to you, getting more help was the throws are shorter, but the results are the same, well, then you're getting what you want. So I don't think it's any sort of wizardry or key to unlock. It's just a shift in offensive focus. And it is a shift in offensive focus that Ken Dorsey talked about wanting and never got. And now they do have it with Joe Brady's offense. So credit to Joe Brady for getting that done and for Allen and for the picks they've made. But I don't exactly...
Their personnel is more suited to do that in the first place.
I don't exactly go gaga for it just because at the end of the day, I don't care if you passed for 300 yards and they're all air yards or they're all yak yards.
Right.
Doesn't really matter much to me. And a few people in the comments of Steve Palazzolo's tweet about this have pointed out, and it's kind of funny, Bills fans used to dump all over Mahomes for being a yak guy. Oh, it's all yak. Yeah. It's all yak. And now that Allen does, it's like, I love it. So it just doesn't matter. To me, it doesn't matter. If it matters to you, then that's okay. We can agree to have things matter to ourselves, whatever. 803-0550. Adam in Williamsville next up here on Victory Monday. Hey, Adam.
Hey, how you guys doing today? Happy Victory Monday. Glad to see the Bills pull off the win yesterday. Excited for Bass. He's been working his butt off, and glad to see he got that result finally. Just wanted to get you guys' opinion. You might have already touched on it. Is there any room for concern for our pass rush? Your pass rush percentage was pretty bad yesterday, and I think that at one point the Dolphins had like an 8-minute drive. So I just wanted to get your opinion on that. And with Vaughn coming off being sidelined for 4 weeks, I would have thought he would have had more of an impact and been a little more explosive. Wanted to get your opinions on that, and obviously the trade is coming up. The trade deadline is, I think, on the 5th there.
It's tomorrow.
Are you guys anticipating anything with that?
I would.
If you hear that, I'll hang up. I appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Adam. Sal asks it this way. If you put the over-under at 0.5, would you take the over or the under? I'll take the over. I think they'll make a trade. It's very normal now for these teams to go for it a little bit. The Ravens made the trade for Deontay Johnson. The Steelers might make a trade. There's chatter about about Darius Slayton or Mike Williams.
And there was something about how they were going to trade for Christian Kirk.
They wanted to, but he got hurt and broke his collarbone.
Yeah, so they're going to make
a move. The Chiefs traded twice already. Josh Uche. All these teams, there are 9 2-win teams right now.
Yeah.
And
they're all going to sell.
Well, they should all. A lot of them. They should all sell. And who has the guts to go straight to the bottom is really, I mean, if I'm one of those teams, I'd want to go straight to the bottom. Because all nine of those teams, maybe not all nine, what, six of them want quarterback? If the Patriots are, listen.
Yeah, I mean, the Patriots won't, but they'll want the pick so they can trade the down Patriots, and get a haul.
If the Patriots could find their way to the dead last spot, they'd be in such a good place. Because all these other 2-9 teams, the Saints, the Browns, and then they're different, the Raiders. These teams need a quarterback. And if you're the Patriots, you have Drake May and you're picking first. Like, who wants it?
Right. Yeah, right now, top two wouldn't. New England and Jacksonville, 1-2. They wouldn't want quarterbacks.
No.
New Orleans would.
Yep.
Carolina would.
Tennessee would.
Cleveland would. The Raiders would. The Giants would. The Dolphins, probably not. Titans would.
The Dolphins next.
And the Jets would.
Yeah, right.
But the Jets aren't going to be first. But that's every team but like the top two, basically, that would they'd want a quarterback.
On edge rush for the Bills.
I didn't notice them a lot yesterday, but Miami gets rid of the ball so quick, it's like,
it's a part of it.
They've done a better job, I think, than most teams at getting to Tua. Like, most teams can't really do it. You keep them down by doing other things.
They sacked him once, and it was a bad snap, and they got a little lucky.
Yeah, so there was a delay. Rousseau still beat his man immediately. But yeah, not the team I would typically want to crush you if you don't get pressure against, because the ball is so quick out of their hands.
This week it's the Colts. The Colts bench Anthony Richardson, lose in Minnesota, and now play back-to-back weeks the Bills and Lions.
They couldn't do did you watch that game yesterday?
Yeah.
They could not do anything on offense. Anything.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And the coach said after the exact same thing that he said before he benched Richardson.
Right. Here's our quarterback for now. Colts from here. Bills, Jets, Lions, Patriots, Broncos, Titans.
Yeah.
Indy's on their way to crashing and burning.
Yeah, I think that's probably right, which is why they should just put the young quarterback in. See what happens.
Peter in Massachusetts. Hey, Peter, good morning. You're on Victory Monday.
Good morning. Happy Victory Morning to you. Okay, I got three talking points I'd like to discuss. Number one need that I think we have to get before the trade deadline is a DT. Daquan is not getting it done. We need to stop the run if we're going to win the championship, and that's what we want. I mean, I would go all in. I would go for a Jeffrey Simmons or a Vita Vea or whatever it takes. That's what we need. Number two, Curtis Samuel doing nothing right now. A waste of a wide receiver spot. If he's hurt, put him on IR. That is a need right now, especially with Coleman out, so that's something we should look at. And then point number three, you were talking about Josh for MVP and that run that got negated by a phony friggin' holding call. Everyone says that, and there was a phantom holding call the play before that. That was an MVP play if there ever was one. I went to NFL.com. They don't have that replay. I want to see that run again. That was phenomenal. And it got wiped off the board by bad officiating, which consistently happens. Buffalo gets hosed every game. We all watch the Bills. We see it happen time and time again. Bad calls happen to every team, but it happens in significant points of Bills games where it takes points off the board or extends drives for the opponent over and over again, where it consistently happens with KC. That is something I wish someone would just do a video montage of that and just show how bad these calls are. I understand they happen every game, but it's way too many happen to Buffalo, and KC gets way too many calls in their favor. I'll hang up and listen to your points. Thank you very much. Go Bills.
Thanks, Peter. I think you could find 32 montages claiming the officials were biased against the team, personally. But on the Curtis Samuel point, I don't really know what the plan is here. If he's not healthy, right, put him on IR and get somebody else. If he's healthy and unable to do anything, then... You know, we thought the receiver room was lacking. They trade for Cooper. Okay, Cooper's good. Coleman's come on quite a bit. Mac Hollins in spot duty. Shakir's awesome. Samuel is an important piece. He is all of their depth. He's supposed to be able to play inside or outside. Gadget guy, downfield guy. Last year he caught the ball down the field for Washington quite a bit. And the fact that nothing is happening there... Here's a question for you. What separates Curtis Samuel from Mike Edwards?
Well, the one difference might be Samuel actually gets on the field to run routes.
He does.
Yeah.
He has how many more catches than Mike Edwards? Is it six?
He's got 12 on the
12 end. Catches.
But how many were like...
He and Mike Edwards had the same number of targets yesterday. I guess he might have gotten one target.
Yeah. How many catches does Samuel have on the year where the play right from the design was not, we're getting him the ball at the line of scrimmage?
Right. Not a screen. Two. Not a screen, but he ran a route and we threw it to him.
There was one against the Jet game.
There's two downfield shots to him. One in Miami he did not come up with.
Yep. He had a wheel route in the Arizona game in the beginning of the year.
Yep.
And is that it? He had 600 yards last year. Not like an all-world, all-pro player. He had 600 yards. He was a usable wide receiver.
And he's giving,
he had 851 when he was last with Joe Brady. What explains that he has 92
I don't know.
On the season?
And on Jeffrey Simmons, to your point, Peter, he's a $24 million cap hit, so I don't think that's going to happen.
I really still want to blame...
$21 million.
I really still think with Samuel, I just want to blame injury. It's too weird. It's too weird that you pay a player who was pretty good, his production like that craters compared to what he just was a year ago and what he was with your coach. What explains that? Injury would explain that, but he's on the field, which is what makes it weird.
Right. And is he on the injury report?
And he's been on and off the injury report.
That's right. Most recently, he was on it for a pectoral.
Right. And he did miss a game for that.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a foot injury in training camp that you can wonder if that's still laboring.
Let's hope, because they might need him. 803-0550. We'll get a break in, come back, Extendo Sports, hand things off to Sal on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Victory Monday on WGR.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.